Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and welcome into the broadcast. Jared Sandler is going to join us in a few minutes to chat about what is a very fitting end to the home portion of the 2025 schedule. Three hits for the Rangers today. Shut out against the Twins, and I suppose at least they won yesterday, so they got to 80 wins, and they just need one more in Cleveland this weekend to finish with a 500 season. But that's tough to imagine the way these guys have been playing. Losers of 9 of 10 and not showing much fight. I think you could definitely hear the frustration from Eric Nadell, which is rare. You heard a lot of frustration from Eric Nadell there throughout the game and during the post-game show. I thought that was it was fitting, you know. But this season has definitely been a significant disappointment for Rangers fans, and I think today was evidence that we've all felt that here throughout this journey, even though we've tried to remain positive as much as possible. That just sucked, you know.
And it wasn't good.
I cannot wait to see what CY has in mind to remedy it. As Jared Sandler joins you now here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you? We got you, Sands. Sands, the man with us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, we were just talking about the frustration level. What'd you sense? Was the globe just ready for this thing to go away and come back in 2026 today?
Well, sorry, Gavin, can you repeat? I heard frustration level, and then I hear what came after that. I apologize.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. You know, there's been a couple of post-game shows throughout the year where I felt like the announcer frustration was boiling over in maybe an unexpected way. Did you get the same feeling?
Well, I just say this. You know, it's the last home game, and no matter whether the team's 162-0 or 0-162 or anywhere in between, I think, like, last home game, you always want to, you know, maybe go out with a little bit of a bang. And usually, you know, their people, it's their last game. You know, we just recognize Malcolm Johnson. Their people, it's their last game, even though the Rangers still have three more and all that stuff. And so I think it's probably, like, disappointing that the Rangers didn't even, you know, score a run. And, you know, Bailey Ober, not necessarily a Cy Young candidate this year. But, you know, as far as, like, I think it's just a different kind of frustration because, you know, the Rangers aren't in it. They're not playing for anything. And they're not healthy either, right? It's not the guys that you expect to be in your lineup when, you know, you had to surprise back in February. So I think it was just kind of a different level of frustration. But, yeah, it's never fun when your team, you know, the team for which you're broadcasting gets shut out and doesn't really put up much of a, you know, a fight. I shouldn't say they weren't trying, but they really didn't have much of a threat offensively throughout the ballgame.
So you don't think there's any give up going on with the guys?
Oh, I mean, you know, it'd be tough for me to say collectively. I'd say this too, you know, because you've got guys who aren't established veterans who are getting playing time. I certainly hope not. You know, not that you want to, you know, give a guy a job based on a week in September, but you know, for some of these guys, this is a great opportunity for them some more big league time. So I think, you know, teams that might have more give up or teams that, you know, are laced with veterans who, you know, that they don't need to do all that stuff. But, you know, at the same time, it's the end of a long year. You know, it's been a really disappointing last week or so. Is there some dejection and deflation? I can't say that there's not, but, you know, at the same time, what we've seen here recently is kind of what's been the bane of, you know, some of the Rangers' challenges this year.
how hurt is Doley right now? It's nice that he at least got in there for a pinch hit opportunity, but I imagine it's got to be pretty bad if he wasn't playing and starting a little more regularly today.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it the other day, right? It's a weird dynamic because it's, you know, he's not a free agent, but a pretty decent chance that maybe that was his last home game. And so I think that, you know, everyone knows what's kind of at stake here or what's in play for certain guys. And, you know, and I think Adolis is aware as well. And I'm sure he'd love to be out there. But, you know, if he's not starting these games, you know, I think it shows you that, like Boach said, he's not really close to 100%. He's just trying to give whatever he has. But, you know, I hope that, you know, whatever the level of quad health is, you know, if he's able to give it a go this weekend in Cleveland, you know, he thrives in these raucous atmospheres. That's going to be a heck of an environment with, you know, what the Guardians are playing for. And it would be cool at least one last time this year, or maybe, you know, in Adolis's career in a Rangers uniform, depending on, you know, what that looks like, to just see him kind of in a big stage. Even if there's not a lot riding on it for the Rangers, but just, you know, with a lot riding on it for someone, for him to come up in a big moment and deliver a big hit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Is my mic on?
Is your mic on?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, I'm okay. Good. What's the market you think going to be like for him this offseason?
It's a good question. I don't know. And I guess we'll get a little bit of a clue based on what the Rangers decide to do. And I don't want to rule out, Eric, the possibility that, you know, he's a Ranger in 2026. You know, that's not nothing's been decided there. But if we were to just play the hypothetical that, hey, he's not, well, the Rangers have two options. They can non-tender him, which means they don't want to, you know, be liable to pay his, you know, his arbitration salary or whatever agreement they would come to, or they could trade him. And if they choose to non-tender him, that tells you that the Rangers aren't confident that, you know, that a team out there would be willing to take on his contract, you know, whatever that would be. And so that would tell you the market would be south of whatever that number is, you know, 15, 16 million, something around there. Now, if they pick up his, you know, or if they tender him a contract, and then maybe that, you know, they feel like that there's something there. It's a tough one because he's, you know, he's a year older. You know, how much do the injuries play? I don't know, because he's been largely healthy this year. He's had a heck of a defensive year. He could very well be the Gold Glove Award winner or a Gold Glove Award winner in the outfield. He certainly should be a finalist. The numbers would suggest as much. But the offense just isn't there. And, you know, with Adolis, he's not a high on base guy. That's never been his thing. But this year he hasn't been a high enough power guy either. And that's been, you know, that's kind of been the challenge. So, you know, with a guy like him, there's definitely a job, right? That there's definitely a team that's going to want him. And maybe there's a team that looks and says, yeah, I think we can, you know, maybe a different voice, we can help. Or maybe the Rangers say that. Maybe the Rangers are like, yeah, We think we know how to unlock this and get him back to 2023 Adolis Garcia. But, you know, that's going to be the big question, whether teams feel like it's just a deteriorating skill set, you know, because of age and wear and tear, or if they feel like there's, you know, some juice left in the orange to squeeze out and, you know, have a middle of the order type bat.
Hey, Jared, I was listening to the radio broadcast driving in and, you know, and Eric and Hixey were talking about how many, you know, all the pitchers that are on these expiring contracts and stuff like that. Does CY have this in him once again to just kind of, you know, put together six, seven guys and get the type of pitching staff that he had this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be tough. And I'd say the big challenge there is, you know, he really, this offseason, he just, you know, he had to build a bullpen from scratch. And that's,
exactly.
That's really tough. And I know, you know, this group, maybe there were some frustrations at times, but I mean, just look at the numbers. I mean, this group was outstanding. We talked about it. It's not always easy when, you know, you play 10 straight games and, you know, you're having to try and, you know, protect a one-run lead or a tie game because, you know, the bats just weren't going early in the year, right? So it's like they rarely had a night off the first few months, it seemed like, and they were largely healthy. Now he's going to have to, you know, perhaps do that to some degree again with the bullpen. And he's going to have to, you know, make some decisions with the rotation too. You know, this year he came into spring, CY did, and this is his credit, right? Because he built this roster, but he had Evaldi, he had DeGrom, he had Malley, he had Leiter, he had Rocker, he had Lats. You know, the guy he added was Patrick Corbin, right? Because he also had Gray and Bradford, but they got hurt, so he effectively didn't really end up having them. But, you know, this upcoming year, he's not going to have Bradford until at least after the All-Star break. Gray's a free agent. You've got Rocker, you've got DeGrom, you've got Evaldi, you've got Lats, but you don't know what you're going to get out of Rocker yet. And with Lats, you know, he's not been a starter for a full year. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to get there. And what are you going to do on the depth side of stuff? So he, you know, it's not going to be easy, but what he did with this bullpen, what CY and Ross Fenstermaker and that group did with this bullpen was incredibly impressive. So they'll have to do that again to some extent and see what they can do as well with the rotation. And that's not to mention that, you know, we've all talked about throughout the year, this lineup's probably going to have a little bit of an identity change too. And some familiar faces, you know, who we've expected to be in the lineup on a daily basis might not be in the lineup next year, might not be in the organization next year.
Sans, thank you so much for your insights. Have a good trip to Cleveland, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. We'll be looking for your Cowboys and Packers score, by the way.
Let's do it, fellas. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.